economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Got it.
8:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba. KSL's top local story this hour. Investigators don't believe both accused Boston bombers had any ties to international terrorist groups, but Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz doesn't think the findings are altogether accurate.
There are also lots of us that aren't convinced that this is just an isolated case. Of course we're going to look into this in many different angles.
Chaffetz wonders how both suspects were able to make bombs without having help from a silent source. Police are looking for thieves who stole three tandem bikes and other sports equipment from Midvale's Copperview Rec Center. The bikes were meant for the center's blind and disabled patrons. Center leaders say it's a blow to the center as they are getting ready to start a sports program for the disabled. And a rash of burglaries has a small San Pete County community concerned and a little confused. Moroni residents can't figure why thieves burglarized Moroni Feed Hardware four times in the past few months. Surveillance video caught three men wearing masks and rubber gloves April 11th and April 24th. Police believe the video will help bust these crooks. And a Utah family is taking a birthday anniversary to remind Utahns to be more health conscious. The late Larry H. Miller's sons, Steve and Brian, talked to KSL's Dave McCann about how they're honoring their father.
When he was having ailments, we weren't always aware. And I'll look back on even the last 5 years of his life, and I'm surprised at how quickly he deteriorated.
Brian Miller encourages Utahns to take steps to be healthier. Larry H. Miller would have turned 69 this weekend. He died from complications with diabetes 4 years ago. Coming up on KSL News Radio, sunny this weekend, but the winds are coming. I'll tell you which day when we check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 8:05.
Breaking news.
We're going to widen a 7-mile stretch from the Payson Interchange all the way down to the Spanish Fork River.
On KSL News Radio.
Dan is 36. He lives in his grandmammy's extra bedroom that he shares with Mammy's small Pomeranian pooch named Fluffy Concert Cupcake.
Huh? Who's there?
He runs a blog about pirates in the Pacific, yet he has a phobia of big open waters.
I can hear you.
Dan is a good guy. In fact, Grandmammy nicknamed him Champ. It's just that Dan has had a failure to launch. Dan should be doing more.
I have a phobia of doorknobs.
It's just that Dan gets his gray skin tone from basking in the glow of his computer.
Well, I thought that was normal.
Dan didn't learn that life is better outside Mammy's floral wallpapered house. He never got off the couch to find out physical activity would give him even more energy to seize the day.
That sounds exhausting.
Start reinforcing healthier habits now and discover how life gets even better for your children when you do. Learn how Intermountain Healthcare can help you increase your children's physical activity. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
Are you still there?
Intermountain Live Well.
I don't know about you, but I am dreading getting the sprinklers going this year.
Whatever. Once it gets past 60 degrees, that's the only way my kids bathe.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Traffic seems to be moving at posted speeds on the main freeways and surface streets, but just remember, eastbound 5400 south at 3200 west, that area is closed because of a sinkhole. I am expecting at least 30-minute delays if you're trying to travel in that area. High of 75 degrees today, 77 tomorrow. Monday, it'll be a bit windy with a high of 78 degrees, lows in the upper 40s. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit oakdale.com. It's 652 degrees right now at 8:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's a sunny day.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Sunny,
it's just a sunny day.
Yeah. Hey.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Days that we look forward to when you can officially say spring has arrived. And you know, I was joking with Cam Sidwell the other day from South Fork Hardware that in my neighborhood you can tell spring is here by the dandelions that are popping up in the front yard. But today, it's definitely the sunshine, and it's going to be mid-70s today, upper 70s tomorrow, St. George in the 90s. Really unbelievable to get out and do just about anything. And if you're like me, you've got a lot of projects that you need to do in the backyard, and we're going to tell you how you can take care of that with the help of our friends from Staker Parsons today. We are live at one of four Staker Parsons locations. We're in the North Salt Lake location here on Beck Street, and by my side, Ton Bettis. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You were at Staker Parsons last week while I was out of the country. I was going to say out of town, but I was a little farther than
out of town.
Yeah,
we're up in Ogden, and things were a little bit rainy, but we had a pretty good event. Maria was there and had fun up there. I'd not been there before, and it's a great facility.
It's been a couple of years since I've been to Staker Parsons, and when I drive in, I'm always just amazed. And by the way, Brent Burr is here. He's the VP of Sales and Marketing for Staker. I'm always amazed when I come in that really, and we say this sometimes, but really anything you need from topsoil to bark to gravel, you've got it here.
Yeah, we have it all here. You know, we have probably over 100 different products here from, like you said, the gravel and the topsoil enhancers, flat stone, just, you know, everything you need to make your yard look really, really good and doesn't take much to maintain with all these products on it.
No, and that's the beautiful thing. Once you put a lot of these things down, you forget about it. We talk about the beauty of hardscaping parts of your landscape because it is just that you don't have to have a lot of maintenance down the road with it.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, and plus, the big thing is in this community and this where we're at, you know, it's a big water saving. So that's another thing we promote in xeriscaping, and we have all the products down here that you need to do that. We weed barrier, you know, anything. We're a smaller part of the Staker Parsons family where, you know, our big part is road construction and asphalt, ready mix, driveways, things that folks need. But right here is where we do our retail and we meet the public. And
I'm glad you brought that up because I think for a lot of people, and the last time we were here, this was a big part of our message. For a lot of people, they see the Staker Parsons name on a truck and it's headed to a construction site somewhere, and they don't know that you've got landscape centers to help them with whatever they need in their own area.
Yeah, we do. We've got these landscape centers. We have three or four of them across the Wasatch Front, and that's what we're here for, is take care of the public. Beck Street here, we're in between moving into a new facility, so you know, we're excited about that, and we're gonna add a lot of product with this new facility, fire pits, things like that, to just really beautify your landscape.
First thing you see when you pull in, Ton, is a mountain of topsoil over there.
Yes, it's the first time I've ever seen baseball ball field mix sold at bulk.
Yeah.
I was amazed at the variety of things here. So,
And that's a good example of the variety that you're going to get compared to a lot of other places I've seen, Brent, is that you've gone through the exercise and the time of actually having topsoil in one spot and then something that's specific to ballparks.
Right.
Because, you know, there's a big demand for that.
There is. There's a huge demand for ballpark. You know, every high school, every junior high that have fields, you know, they're in demand to sweeten it up. Cities and counties, we keep it on hand for them. It's really good soil that we bring out of central Utah. And most of these products that you see come from the Mountain West. So they'll either come from local markets or they'll come from the surrounding states around Utah. And we look for color, we look for hardness, we look for a lot of different things when we're purchasing these ags and bringing them into Salt Lake.
I pulled in just before 8 o'clock, obviously, because we were starting our broadcast shortly after the news, and already two trucks out there getting loaded. So that's the idea today: bring a truck, bring a trailer. And I'll tell you why, because today for KSL's visit to this North Salt Lake location, you've got 15% off of everything.
15% off anything in the yard. We have some free hot dogs coming. And one other thing I want to mention, in Ogden, we're also open in Ogden today, and we want to bring all the folks out there also. No free hot dogs in Ogden, but Salt Lake, plenty of them.
Yeah, and there's four locations, right? Lehigh?
There's Lehigh. We have a location in Lehigh here in Salt Lake, one in Ogden. We actually have a couple up in Idaho, and then we have another one down in Spanish Fork.
We were going to focus today on compost versus mulch and, you know, how you decide what you need. And usually you need both, but
yes,
where you start. And we'll do that throughout the morning today. But, boy, this is a good place to start.
It is. There's so much stuff out here. I mean, the rock mulches, the bark mulches out there, they do have compost materials that you can mix into your garden. And, you know, just an excellent facility for all of those things. Again, I go in here and it's just like a mecca of rock mulch, and I can't believe the varieties.
Well, for me, you know, when the snow melts away, sometimes it can be a little scary what's happened over the past couple of months. But the beautiful thing about all of this ground cover material is that in a very short time, it does take a little back, you know, a little backache to get it done. But once you get it down, it makes an immediate change to the way your yard and garden look.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we did a project for my father a couple of years ago, and it was a weed patch. And by the time we got done, it was beautiful. It was just amazing the way it turns around. And I did misspeak. Spanish Fork is not the location. It's in Erta. It's in Tooele.
All right.
Is our other location. Spanish Fork has been closed.
So free hot dogs coming up for lunch, 15% off everything. Every color, every texture you can imagine for your hardscape areas is available today. Staker Parsons. Last week we were in Ogden. If that's in your neighborhood and that's easier for you to get to, stop by there. We'd love to see you here at Beck Street, North Salt Lake, and easy to find. And actually there are two Staker Parsons areas here, right? Because there's one just to the north of us that might be a little confusing, but yeah, we're in the landscape garden area.
Yeah, you'll see it as you drive around Beck Street. It's where all the bins are, the different colored gravels. That's where we're at. This is a huge facility down here. We have a ready mix asphalt plant, so it's on the south side of the property.
I came in this morning off Beck Street heading northbound, and I saw the signs, and I had no problems getting in here. So pretty easy to find.
Yeah, so we hope you'll come here. Of course, we're broadcasting in our usual slot. We'll be with you till 11 o'clock this morning, and I know Nick's going to join us. He's the manager of the Landscape Center, and we'll talk to some other folks here and get you a little more information about all you need to beautify and get that work done this weekend while the weather is great. Brent, thanks.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us. Mulch versus compost.
Mulch versus compost. Compost is something you till into the soil to improve it. Mulch, you cover the soil to either keep weeds down or keep soil or water in the soil. And so not a lot of times it's, you know, we use those terms interchangeably, but it can become important. We've had a lot of folks, there was an unfortunate incident in Salt Lake where a lady bought NutriMulch thinking that it was something to top dress with and not till into the soil, and she did a wedding a few days later.
And everything wilted.
Everything wilted, and, you know, we were able to help her out and get everything taken care of, but in a lot of situations like that, it can be important to know the difference and know what you're doing. The mulches can be very handy if you're trying to keep the weeds down also. I've got areas in my yard that really tough to get sprinklers to hit. I have to water with a hose, and so I've got 3 or 4 inches of good mulch over the top of it and just keeps the water in. I only have to water about half as much, and it really does dress up the yard. But
it's amazing how many times that'll be the answer that we give to a caller about, you know, being able to keep weeds out of an area. If you just put 2 or 3 inches, 3 inches, I guess, is a good number, of mulch down, you're going to beat a lot of those weeds.
You are. You'll reduce your weeding by about 90%.
Yeah.
You know, for those areas especially are not areas that you're putting in a lot of annuals and perennials and not doing a lot of planting, you can increase the effectiveness by putting a fabric over the soil and then covering with mulch, and that could even be a further help. You know, and there's some situations that doesn't work as well, but where you don't want to do any weeding, you've got everything done, and you're not going to touch it again, then that weed fabric can also help out with the mulch.
Yeah, we're looking at some of that right in front of us, as a matter of fact. And I've learned the hard way, unfortunately, that if you're in a perennial area, it's not usually the place to use this because you're constantly going to be cutting into it.
Yes.
And it's not the easiest thing to do when it's laid there with anything on top of it.
No, and every time you punch a hole in that, it creates opportunity for weeds to come up through
it. So you're defeating the purpose.
Yes, and so in those situations, what I actually recommend is put down your compost, or put in the compost, till it in, get all your soil prepped, get everything planted, put down your mulch, and then cover it with a pre-emergent, such as Preen or some of these others.
The other problem that I've had in our neighborhood, just because it's so windy all the time, is that, you know, I put some nice decorative bark on top of the landscape fabric, and the wind would just push it right into my grass areas.
Yeah, and that can be problematic with a lot of these. You know, one of the things that folks have done, especially in the past, is they've used these composts for a top dress, and every time it gets windy or wet and it washes, the neighbors inherit it all, and the neighbors don't really want it. And so in these situations, it may be a little bit handier to use a rock cover because it's heavier, it doesn't blow in the wind.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be talking about this and focusing on it a lot throughout the morning, obviously, because of where we are today at Staker Parsons. We're at the North Salt Lake location right on Beck Street. And as Ton said, easy to find once you head up Beck Street. You know, there's no missing it, especially when you start looking at the mountains of all of the great colored bark and stone and topsoil that's available to you here. And we'll have more on exactly what you can look forward to when you come to Staker Parsons. But the main thing is you're going to save 15% off today just by mentioning KSL. Tell them you heard it here on The Greenhouse. And the weather couldn't be better. Beautiful day. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Here are the numbers, by the way, if you want to be first in line. I'm sure the lines are going to be busy today at KSL Talk. 801-575-8255. Down in Utah County, 470-5751 is a toll-free call. And Davis and Weber County, 670-5751. Thanks so much for making The Greenhouse part of your weekend plans here on KSL News Radio.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture. They begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Is your company growing? Are you hiring but just can't find the right candidates? Hiring today isn't easy. Most job applicants now look online for job opportunities, and it's not always clear where on the internet you should post your job. And then, once applicants are rolling in, managing emails and spreadsheets can quickly become a chore. Let us help. HiringThing is online software that helps companies post jobs, manage applicants, and hire great employees. If you need to hire someone soon, we might be a perfect fit for your company. When you use HiringThing, we'll automatically advertise your open positions multiple places online and provide great tools, allowing you to accept online resumes rate and review applicants, and share information with other managers. It's easy to use and free to get started. Visit us online at hiringthing.com to start a 30-day free trial. That's hiringthing.com.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you. We're at Staker Parson in North Salt Lake, right off of Beck Street. And we'll tell you more about all the great things that are available to you here. And don't forget, 15% off today by swinging into any of their four locations. You ready to take calls here, mister?
We are ready.
Tim and Ton with you today. And I think we're going to start on line three with Gordon, who is actually in West Jordan. Gordon, welcome into the greenhouse. It's nice to have you. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Hey, I don't know if I should do this or not, but I wanted to get rid of some aspens in my front yard.
Oh, do it.
Well, it's either today or some other day, but it's inevitable, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And I've heard of a couple of different ways, and I wanted to get your opinion if it's possible just to cut them down and then kill them with herbicide, rub herbicide on the stump.
Kill them first.
Yes, and so if you cut those, the safer way to do that is to go ahead and take a larger drill bit, probably larger than a quarter inch, closer to half inch, and drill those trunks around the trunk in four or five places, and then dump some concentrated herbicide in there, either a lawn weed killer or a glyphosate product. Fill those holes up and let it soak into the conductive tissue going up and down. Give it a couple of weeks and then cut them down. If you do immediately cut them, what you'll want to do is put the glyphosate or the lawn weed killer on within about 30 seconds of that chainsaw cutting through, and you paint the top of that stump. That's usually effective, but the surest way is to go ahead and just drill in and make sure you kill them.
Yeah, because here's the problem. If you cut it down and then try to kill it, the tree automatically and almost instantly goes into survival mode, and you're going to get a lot of shoots popping up around the yard. If that happens, then you've got a real job on your hands. So nobody wants to do it the way we describe to do it because they don't want the ugliness of dead trees in their landscape, but it's going to save you a lot of work down the road.
It will. You can even use a hatchet or an axe to put about a 45-degree angle cut, a downward cut into those trunks, and then put the herbicide in there.
Just make sure it's the concentrated
yes,
stuff.
Yes, make sure it's concentrate and not pre-mixed.
If you said drill a hole, did you say horizontal or vertical?
On about a 45-degree angle.
Okay.
Look, all you're trying to do is get through that cambium layer. You don't need to get to the core of the tree. So a hatchet works just fine.
Okay. And is there a better time of the year to do it, like now or later?
No time like the present.
Okay.
Yeah, get it done if you need to.
And then wait a couple of, so will I see the trees start to die within a couple of weeks?
You will. The leaves will start to scorch, and at the point those leaves start to scorch off, you should be fine to go ahead and cut them out and take the roots out.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Gordon, and that'll clear a line locally at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Laura is in Harriman. Wanted to talk about a pre-emergent, and we may have passed that window if you haven't already got it down out there. Hi, Laura.
Hi. So last year I had, I think they're called grubs or grouse or something, that ate up my yard.
Grubs.
And so I got some topsoil and some seeds to put down, and then I was told don't put it down until after I put the pre-emergent down. So the pre-emergent went down on Thursday, and I'm wondering how soon can I get these seeds down?
Next year. Unfortunately, most of the pre-emergent products you put down, you'll have to look at the label, but if you use something like Barricade or Dimension, there's generally a one-year wait before you can reseed.
Yeah, it's sort of the beauty of it and the downside of it.
It is.
The beauty of it is you're going to get protected throughout the entire season for things you don't want to grow. The downside is it's going to keep other things that are desirable from growing by seed.
And so the inherent nature of those pre-emergents is that they're a seed preventer, and they can't discriminate between weed seeds and grass seed.
Okay, so I'm just going to have these spots for the year, is what you're saying.
You may. Look at your label. Depending on the product you use, it may be sooner than that, but many of them are up to a year before you can reseed.
Okay. All right, great.
All right, I apologize.
Sorry about that, Laura. We've only got about a minute here. Let's see if we can get LaRue taken care of and help her. LaRue, go ahead. You've got a quick spray question?
Yeah, because it's on like 50.
Have we got LaRue on line 8 there? All right, let's take our break. We'll come back. We've got news on the half hour for you next, and let me give you some phone numbers here. I see three local lines ready at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. One of our, looks like Utah County lines also open at 470-5751. Going to be a busy day in the greenhouse, so the sooner you get in with your questions, the better. And we'll get to your phone calls coming up on the other side. Bonnie, Heather, LaRue, and Jill all hanging on. We are live today at Staker Parson. We're at the North Salt Lake location just off Beck Street. We hope you come by and save yourself 15% on anything you'll need to beautify your landscape and hardscape areas. Coming up.
Hey, Spencer Eccles here. As Executive Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, our team works every day to do our part to improve Utah's economy. Let me share with you what I believe the new UTA Trax Airport line will mean for all of us. First, it shows that Utah is one of the most progressive and forward-thinking states in the country. Our transit system ranks as one of the best in the nation, outperforming cities like Chicago, Phoenix, and Atlanta. Next, when international travelers land at an airport, they expect a rail connection downtown, just like they have at home. Finally, when the world's top businesses consider bringing jobs to Utah, great public transportation is critical for them. Yes, the new UTA Airport Trax line is good for Utah. It's great for our economic vitality and quality of life. Save the drive to the airport and help our environment. For routes and schedules, visit rideuta.com. I hope to see you on board.
Do you need some extra cash to pay bills? Maybe you need some extra spending money for yourself. Just stop by your local friends at Utah Gold Buyers. Unlike a pawn shop, their stores are designed to make you feel comfortable and relaxed when you come in. They're professional and they're experts on buying your jewelry and diamonds. There's 7 great locations in Utah, including the newest one in Orem. They specialize in buying all gold, silver, platinum, and diamonds over a half carat. No matter what condition your jewelry or coins are in, it's easy, fast, and it's profitable. And usually within 5 minutes, they'll pay you on the spot. No worries or hassles. And here's the best part. If you sell your gold and gold prices go up in 30 days, no problem. They pay you the difference in cash. And if you have a diamond or diamonds of a half carat or more, they are buyers. They'll evaluate your diamond and give you a no-obligation offer on the spot. Utah Gold Buyers, with 7 locations in Utah. So do yourself a favor. Get online and go to UtahGoldBuyer.com. That's UtahGoldBuyer.com.
In the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Midvale's Copperview Rec Center is missing 3 tandem bikes and other sports equipment. That's because Monday, thieves broke into a storage unit and stole the unique bikes worth at least $5,000. They were meant for the center's blind and disabled patrons. It's a blow to the center, which was getting ready to start a sports program for the disabled. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. A 43-year-old Colorado woman is alive after her car plunged down a canyon Tuesday night. When Sandy Milito regained consciousness, she started a fire to stay warm in near-freezing temperatures, but then gas from her vehicle's gas tank caught fire and the whole thing burst into flames. That's when she started an hours-long climb up the canyon without shoes.
It was a moment of life or death. What am I going to do, sit down here and freeze or try to take matters in my own hand?
Well, doctors are treating her to see if her toes can be saved now. Here at home, child poverty is on the rise in Utah. The latest Kids Count report says nearly 378,000 Utahns lived below the federal poverty level in 2011, with more than 140,000 of them being kids under age 18. Child advocates say this trend drives down many other measures of child well-being. A newspaper published by Salt Lake Family back in 1914 will be on display this weekend. The Utah Nippo played a big role in serving the Japanese community here in Utah during the 1900s, and people can take a look at the exhibit at the annual Japan Festival from 10 to 5 today on Japantown Street. That's 100 South between 2nd and 3rd. Third West. Coming up on KSL News Radio, high 70s all weekend, but which day promises the most sunshine? When we check your KSL weather forecast next, KSL News Time 8:32.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda.
I think if they did their job the way they should in the first place, then none of this would be going on.
5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Hey, it's me again. I'm here at J&J Garden Center in Layton for their annual Tomato Frenzy Sale going on right now. J&J has grown thousands and thousands of tomato plants, all of your favorites, and all gallon-sized tomato plants are $1.99. Yep, you heard me right, $1.99 each. That's half price. And J&J's tomato plants are the best because they're grown from seed right here at J&J. So if you love growing your own tomatoes like I do and would like to bite into a freshly picked juicy tomato from your own garden, stop what you're doing and come to the Tomato Frenzy at J&J Garden Center in Layton. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You have got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Here's Rob Ruff, Executive Vice President of Marketing at Zions Bank, on why they're involved with Teacher Feature.
Well, when I think about Teacher Feature, I think one of the most rewarding things about being involved with Teacher Feature is the opportunity to really get to know these teachers. And as you read their stories from those who have been touched by them, whether they're students or parents or past students, you recognize the tremendous impact that teachers have on all of our lives. And it's really gratifying to be able to provide recognition for the great work that teachers do. You know, we talk a lot about heroes in our society, and we talk about sports heroes, we talk about heroes in entertainment or in politics or other areas, but we don't often enough recognize the great work that our teachers do. They really are the true heroes in our community.
Learn more about the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program by going to ksl.com.
Browser. A major innovation. I'm talking about high definition voice.
People can't hear the full range
That's
of our
right.
voices.
That's right.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. That sinkhole in Taylorsville could cause traffic delays near 5400 South and 3200 West, so make sure you take an alternate route. Other than that, I'm not seeing any major traffic delays to report. And today promises the most sunshine with high of 75 degrees. Tomorrow, 77 degrees, a few clouds. Monday, it'll be a bit windy with a high of 78 degrees, lows in the upper 40s. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit oakdale.com. It's 54 degrees at 8:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160. AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
It is Tim Hughes, Todd Bettis on a picture-perfect weekend, spring day here with temperatures, as you just heard in Coyo say, expected to be in the mid-70s, the upper 70s, maybe, and I'm going to guess maybe even 80 in some of the warmer spots in the north, 90 degrees down south. That's just a little too quick of a, a warm-up into the 90s for me, but I guess they're used to that in southern Utah's Dixie. We're at Staker Parson today at the North Salt Lake location here in Beck Street, but Ton, you and Maria, and by the way, thank you to Maria Chaleos for filling in last week. You guys were up in Ogden, and we want to make sure everybody knows that that's open and operating today.
It is. That's an easy pit to find or an easy facility. It's off 1900 West. I just jumped on there. They had good signage, and it was just past the Roy border into Ogden and use the 21st Street exit to get there.
Yeah. Chelsea Tanner now joins us from Staker Parson. You said no tough questions, so the first one's really going to be hard. And I asked you this off the air, and you said, I don't know if I have an answer for that, but is there such a thing as the average thing or the main thing people come looking for? Is it topsoil? Is it bark? What is it?
Yeah, I would say a lot of people come and pick up some topsoil from us. Another common one is like the playground materials, like the playground sand, the playground chips. And then, of course, all the pretty color rock out there, but it just kind of ranges.
Well, and topsoil is a tough one. We get calls sometime. People want to know, is this a good place? Is that a good place? And sometimes what people call topsoil doesn't end up being topsoil.
No, unfortunately, topsoil is just defined as the top 6 inches of wherever the soil was taken from, and you have to be really careful about where you get it. And I was out there actually this morning, and it looked good. The texture was good on it. So you've really got to get your topsoil from a reputable dealer.
As I look out the window here, it's kind of cool, sort of beautifying the Wasatch Front here one truckload at a time. but it's a quick way to cover up ugliness in your yard. And I'm all about quick and then easy on the other side.
Oh, yeah, definitely easy and quick.
Yeah. There is a little manual labor involved and probably a little sweat on a day like today to get it where you want to move it to. But you'll load it into just about anything, won't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Even if you have like a car, we have bags. So we can bag some material up for you and you can take it home with you. So
I don't know that you really want it in the backseat of your car. And no, John Clark, I'm not going to load some on the Harley Davidson today because I came on the motorcycle. Have to be a small bag.
Yeah, you can carry a bag.
You're doing some fun things with the kids today, too.
Yeah, we are. We are making little rock dolls. The kids can come on down and take advantage of this beautiful weather and make some little rock dolls, and they have little planters out there. They're planting, I think, vegetables and flowers, and you can come and test out some of the topsoil.
So while Mom and Dad are shopping for whatever you're going to take home in that truck or trailer, the kids can be painting up some rocks. They put cute little eyes and bows and hair on it. And John's already pointed out the fact that if you want to make one that looks like me, you don't even need the hair on top. Just the rock makes it easy. Kind of a Mr. Potato Head kind of thing. All right. And we want to remind everybody, too, Chelsea, that it's 15% off today. Everything.
Yeah. Yep. Everything's 15% off. And we're going to be here from 8 to 4.
Perfect. So come see us at the North Salt Lake location of Staker Parson, and you'll get to meet Chelsea on the other side of the counter today. Beautiful day. Let's get back to the phones. LaRue is on the line in Helper.
That's Helper. Hello?
LaRue, can you hear me?
Is your radio up?
It's off.
There you are. Okay, go ahead with your question for Tom.
Before Larry left us, he mentioned a spray for grape hyacinths, and I wrote that down, but I can't find it now.
Is that the nut sedge killer?
Nut sedge killer, yes.
What is it?
Nut sedge killer.
Okay.
And if you go into...
It's an ortho product.
There's an ortho product, and I think High Yield or Fertilome may have a version of it also. So some of the box stores or even the independents, whatever's closest to you, should have something that you can use, but it's nut sedge killer.
And is it better to do that in the spring or when they come up again in the autumn?
Go ahead and spray them now. Anything you can do to set them back.
Well, and the chances you're going to have to do it more than once.
Yes, it's going to be more than one spray.
Okay. And then there was also mentioned a spray for the suckers that come up around the foot of the trees.
This one has a pretty original name, too. It's Sucker Stopper.
Oh.
And it's when you purchase it, a bottle of it will be $20 or $25, but it will last oftentimes for 2 or 3 years. And so if you know, over time, it's not as expensive. And what you do is when those suckers come up, you cut them and then immediately spray them. And it's still, you're playing a little bit of cat and mouse with the suckers because it doesn't stop every last one. It just stops from that point, but it does greatly reduce the number over the season that you have to deal with.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Do you have time for another?
Real quick.
Why do tulips come with an immature blossom down in the leaves?
They, depending on what you're asking, they may develop a little bit before they're completely dormant. And you can plant those and they'll be just fine. But the tulips I've received, I've not seen that before.
Well, I wondered if it was because they were too thick. You know, mine have been in for years.
Oh, are you talking already in the ground?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I apologize. I thought you were talking about purchasing from the store.
How many years have they been in the ground? That might be a factor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 8, maybe.
Yeah, you want to divide those between every 3 and 5 years. Go ahead and let them go dormant this year. When the leaves start to are really yellow, you can go ahead and give them another 2 or 3 weeks after that and dig them up and move them about between 4 and 6 inches apart.
And then you fertilize by sprinkling over the chips or the, like you're talking about today, the rocks?
The fertilizer, if you need to fertilize over the top, it'll eventually work its way through.
Okay.
As long as you have some good drainage on the mulch you're using.
And can you put slug bait on top of the chip?
You can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, LaRue, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jill, who's on the line in Granite. Is that right? Well, all right, let's try Bonnie. Bonnie in West Jordan should be on line 5. We're going to talk about flowering fruit trees or tree fruit, one or the other. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I just wanted to know if the fruit that you get from the flowering plum and other flowering trees is edible.
The plums, it is. If you're talking the red leaf plums, it absolutely is edible. My grandpa dries them and freezes them, and they make a good fruit. Flowering pears and other things that are so small, they're not practical. They would be edible, but not very tasty. And they may give you a bellyache if you eat too many of them. But the flowering plums are the main ones that have edible fruit.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Bonnie, and that clears the local line at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. AJ, you're next up. Welcome into the KSL Greenhouse. Hi, AJ. AJ, not there. Put AJ on hold. We'll double-check, make sure. And in the meantime, we go to, let's go to our first Provo line. That'll be line 6, Jeffrey. Heather should be in West Valley. Wants to know how to plant a burning bush. You're on with Tom Bettis. All right, we seem to be having some technical difficulties, evidently.
Apparently so.
Sometimes when you get 2 strikes in a row, there is a problem. Heather, are you with us? If not, Lane in... All right, Jeff's going to push another button, and we'll go to Heather on our first Provo line, Utah County. Are you there, Heather? Not there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More of our KSL Greenhouse today. We're broadcasting till 11 o'clock at Staker Parson. We're in the North Salt Lake location. And, boy, is it a busy day already. And expected that it might be so with the weather the way it is and so many projects that need to get done. Whether you need topsoil or, you know, you're in charge of fixing up a baseball diamond somewhere, they've got all of that for you. Bark, gravel, you name it, they've got it. If you need to do some concrete work, they've got all of that waiting for you here, too, and it's all 15% off today just by mentioning the KSL Greenhouse. We'll have free hot dogs coming up in just a little while, too, at this location only. Bring the kids, and they've got some fun activities for them, too, as well. Staker Parson, we'll take a break. We'll come back with your calls next on the KSL Greenhouse.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of 6 leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
NutriMulch reminds you that the First Amendment to your soil's constitution should always be NutriMulch. You see, without this important amendment, you would never get to the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms full of produce away from your garden to protect your family's security. NutriMulch gives us all the freedom from progressive soil deterioration. NutriMulch gives us the freedom to use less water. NutriMulch provides freedom to be more productive. E Pluribus NutriMulch. NutriMulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com. Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
I don't know what it is about spring. It kind of makes us all want to start cleaning up the house, doing some spring cleaning, going out, getting things in order in the yard. And of course, one place you need to pay attention, you need to pay attention to your pantry. Make sure that's in order with the food storage that you know your family ought to have on hand. This is a great time of year to open that pantry door, take a look around, and then call this number, 1-877-273-2315, or go over to the keyboard and pound out dailybread.com. Either way, you'll get all the information on food storage for your home, for your family, for your needs. Whether it's a long-term plan, short-term plan, whether you're planning for just yourself or a couple of other people or a huge family, the people at Daily Bread can help. We've counted on them for years, and their food is delicious. It's easy to prepare. 25-year worry-free food storage. Daily Bread. Go to dailybread.com or call 1-877-273-2315 and get your free sample.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
Nice to have you listening to the KSL Greenhouse on a picture-perfect spring day. And we are broadcasting at Staker Parson in North Salt Lake till 11 this morning. Just want to make another reminder to those that may want to jump in line. If you're riding the motorcycle like I am today, Doug Wright and his followers are all going to be, and we hope that's a lot of people, by the way, headed down for the third annual Light Up Eureka motorcycle ride. They are staging now. They'll be leaving at about 10 o'clock this morning from the Salt Lake Harley-Davidson. All right, I think we've got this figured out. Let's try AJ in Spanish Fork. Are you there, AJ? AJ, can you hear us? All right, Jeffrey, tell me where you want to go next, and we'll try pushing that button and see if we can have conversation with one of our listeners. Line three would be Jim in Layton. Jim, are you there?
I actually am.
How about that? Go ahead with your question. You're on with Tom.
Yes, I am out taking the cover off of the hoop house so that it can get the beautiful sunshine and any rain that we might get for the little bit while we're not getting any frost. And I'm just wondering, with all the other plants coming up and germinating that I don't want, is there a pre-emergent I can put on to the vegetable garden and fruits, you know, strawberries, things like that, tomatoes, cabbages, that I can put on and not make the fruit unedible?
There are a few options depending on the specific crops. The most common one, there's a lot of products that have an active ingredient called Treflan. Preen is the most famous. And that's labeled for many garden crops, but you have to look at the label, because one on there that's specifically not listed is corn, because the Treflan in there is a grass preventer, and corn's in the grass family. Uh-huh. So you have to follow the instructions exactly on the Treflan-type products, but they're very useful for most garden crops. Now, on the strawberries, you have to be a little bit more careful, because for whatever reason, preen doesn't have strawberries on the label, and so you, if you apply it to the strawberries, I don't believe you'd want to eat them. You know, they may be safe, they may not. There are some other ones out there that you can find, but they're far less common and a little bit more tricky than the preen. There are some grass killers out there that you can put over the top of strawberries, that as long as you wait the amount of time, that you're safe to use. And generally you would spray actually after you harvest the fruit if you have grass in the strawberries. The one I know of is called Over the Top 2. Now, there's an Over the Top out there with the same active ingredient, but you have to get the Over the Top 2 because that's the one that carries the edibles label.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would that also work probably on asparagus?
It may. I need to look at the label to make sure asparagus is on there, but they have tried to include many of the fruiting bushes and vines on that Over the Top 2 in there, and so you'd have to look at the label to make sure. I don't have it in front of me to check it out.
And since I'm putting in my J&J Tomato Frenzy products today...
Did you survive that? You didn't have to go to the doctor, get any sort of...
I actually went out early yesterday morning and got them.
Oh,
smart
good.
Man.
Yes.
So I'm safe.
All right, so you're putting those in today?
That's the plan.
Very good.
I've
you
got
may
5 gallon jugs that I fill with water to put around them.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you can protect them and make sure they don't get exposed to not even frost, but temperatures below about 45, they should be fine.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, and if I remember correctly, that's actually a pretty good point, because last week we had some frost. We had temperatures that dipped at least momentarily below the freezing mark in a lot of places. And the average last day of frost, if my memory serves correctly, is about May 12th.
It is, and it varies a little bit along the Wasatch Front, a week or so either way, but a lot of the old-timers, Mother's Day is the safe planting date for the Wasatch Front for the warm season.
All right, let's see. Lane in Tremonton, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, and is it actually Tremonton Grove? Is that a little...
No, it's Tremonton Garland.
Tremonton Garland, got it.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
You've got a pesky weed.
I do. I have a yard that's not finished yet and trying to get it into shape where I can plant grass and things like that, but I have... bunch of weed all over the area. What's the easiest way to get rid of it? I've got fruit trees that I really don't particularly want to kill either.
So where the puncture weed is, the puncture vine, where are you going to be putting most of that into turf, or will it be bare ground?
I put most of it into turf eventually.
The turf will outcompete it. As long as the turf is healthy, the puncture vine will not compete against Kentucky bluegrass. And in the areas that you'll have bare ground, a good mulch, a 3-inch mulch layer will keep that at bay, or a pre-emergent will also do that. You will need to use one labeled for edibles, and you can use it on fruit trees, you know, such as the preen, so you need to be a little careful on that. But for as nasty as that can be, simple cultivation, the pre-emergent products, mulch and turf, all are very effective against it.
And one of the keys with puncture weed is just getting it early.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Get it early before it goes to flower. Once it starts to flower, if you spray it, it won't be dead for another 7 to 10 days, and it may have opportunity to produce seed.
Okay. So right now it's just about ready to burst into blossom, it looks like.
Yes, so one thing that's kind of fun to do, and you can find weed torches at a lot of the independent garden centers and farm stores, and it's just fun to watch that stuff burn.
Is it?
Yes, right. It is. It brings satisfaction to you like you wouldn't believe. Don't burn your property down, but that is another option if you're trying to stay chemical-free, is flaming.
Okay. All right. right, we'll give it a shot. Hey, appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Lane. Yeah, I could see where that would be fun, but, you know, make sure the kids are in the house or something. Bring a blowtorch. We'll talk about things you can kill with blowtorches today. I kind of like that. We'll break for ABC News at the top of the hour, and Koyo Iyamba has graced us with her presence today in the newsroom, and we'll have a look at what's happening locally and regionally there as well. When we come back on the other side, John's in Salt Lake, Randy's in West Valley, the other lines waiting for you to call at KSL Talk. 801-575-8255 is the number, 470-5751 in Utah County, and it is 670-5751 in Davis and Weber County. We'll come back with your phone calls next. Hour number two of the Greenhouse, live from Staker Parson.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Few simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just